This is Joy News at midday. It's also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and over 30 affiliates across the country, around the world. We are available at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, the Attorney General stands by directive to the Economic and Organized Crime Organization to discontinue further investigation into allegation of money laundering leveled against former Water and Sanitation Minister Cecilia Abinadapa.
And insofar as the sums that were seized by the US 2%, there was clearly no direct or immediate evidence of corruption. And that is not me stating this. This is the special prosecutor himself, clearing Madame Cecilia Abinadapa.
But did the Office of the Special Prosecutor provide Yoko with a copy with its collaborative investigation on money laundering with the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation?
Put on record that at no point in time has Yoko requested for a copy of the FBI report.
Really?
We need to be very accurate.
Also, it has emerged that a cluster of Chinese companies and some traditional authorities in the Weja and Abeokuta West areas are reportedly spearheading the illegal acquisition of land within the protected Ramsar site.
I'm told he's a Chinese. He's pushing this thing. He must stop now.
Okay.
If I see him, I'll put police and soldier here. No truck with sun. Bring here.
Details as the Greater Accra Regional Coordinating Council expand its fight against encroachers to the Abeokuta Ramsar site. And later, the Ghana Health Service has intensified efforts to tackle maternal health issues affecting the well-being of women during pregnancy.
Most people will believe that it is spiritual, and so they should end up in some spiritual health centers, which eventually worsens the situation.
My name is Elton Robert. Let's start with the details. Now, the Attorney General and Minister for Justice, Godfred Yewadabe, is defending his decision directing the Economic and Organized Crime Organization, EOCO, to discontinue further investigation into allegations of money laundering leveled against the former Water and Sanitation Minister, Cecilia Abinadapa. The Special Prosecutor's Office had asked the request to EOCO after determining that the case involving over $1 million found in the former minister's house, among other issues, did not fall under its mandate, although a suspected possible money laundering. But speaking on Joy News File, the Attorney General Godfred Yewadabe says the OSP referral was without basis and lacked the needed evidence for any further probe.
A portion of the inquiry was entrusted to the FBI due to allegations suggesting involvement of transfer of funds to the United States. So I think that this clearly settles the issue that insofar as the funds located in Madame Cecilia Abinadapa's house were concerned, insofar as even lodgement into her accounts locally were concerned, and insofar as the sums that were seized by the US were concerned, there was clearly no direct or immediate evidence of corruption. And that is not me stating this. This is the special prosecutor himself, clearing Madame Cecilia Abinadapa. So the record must reflect the point that the OSP properly seized with the jurisdiction to investigate, or seized with the mandate to investigate corruption and corruption-related offenses, after conducting an elaborate inquiry, cleared Madame Cecilia Abinadapa of corruption. As the OSP, so why is the CED now trying to suggest that the Attorney General now has cleared anybody of corruption? EOCO never investigated for corruption. So the public must understand clearly that the OSP only gave a narrow remit to EOCO to investigate for money laundering in respect of the funds that were allegedly transferred into the country. The fundamental question that ought to be asked, what were the specific findings of the OSP in relation to the transfers to the United States of America?
Well, the action of the Attorney General has been criticized by some, including some anti-corruption agencies. But did the Office of the Special Prosecutor provide EOCO copy of its investigation with the United States FBI on money laundering involving Cecilia Abinadapa? Samuel Apia-Dakon is Director in Charge of Race, Strategy and Communication with the OSP.
When the OSP made a referral to EOCO, there were standing committees that were supposed to collaborate, because we had not entirely washed our hands of the case. But I also like to put on record that at no point in time has EOCO requested for a copy of the FBI report.
Really?
We need to be very accurate. At no point in time did EOCO request for a copy of the FBI report. But Samson, let me also go ahead to say that even if EOCO had requested for a copy of the FBI report, it was not just going to be that simple that that FBI report would have just been given to Yoko. Remember, there are MOUs between OSP and the FBI.
But you are making a serious claim. The letter says that we observed that by a letter dated 1st February 2024, you wrote to the OSP to furnish you with a copy of the findings on the case to facilitate your investigations. You inform us that to date, the OSP has not responded to your request. That it is noted, however, that the OSP did not present a copy of the report on the collaborative investigations conducted with the FBI to your outfit. Neither are the findings of the transboundary investigations conducted by the OSP stated in the OSP docket to you.
That program never said that they requested for FBI report. They rather said that they had not seen the FBI report. So we want to make it very clear. Yoko did not request for it. And I'm saying that even if Yoko requested for it, this FBI report has a lot of confidentiality clauses on it that was directed particularly to the special prosecutor. And you can't just give an FBI report to another agency because you have transferred.
Well, a member of the NDC legal team, Abraham Malibat, says the development shows government lack of commitment in the fight against corruption.
The more I listen to the Attorney General, the more I come to the firm conclusion that this country is finished. The Attorney General's letter to Iyoko, in my view, is despicable, obnoxious, and ridiculous, to say the least. Why am I saying this? Special prosecutor was seized with some facts, and the special prosecutor started some investigations. Along the line, it transferred the matter to Iyoko. As we speak, Iyoko has its own investigators. You know this. You have written a letter to Yoko stopping an investigation, and you are talking about predicated offense. How do you get an offense if investigations are not conducted? Clearly, you can see, and I agree with the CDD report, a contrived conduct by the Attorney General, Yoko, to come to this conclusion. Look, Article 2864 is clear that unexplained wealth can be a source of investigation. The very moment that the special prosecutor transferred the matter to Yoko, I knew the matter had come to an end. And this is where we are today.
Abraham Malibat is a member of the NDC legal team, and they spoke on News File. Now, let's move to some other stories now. And it has emerged that a cluster of Chinese campaigners and some traditional authorities in the Weijia and Ablekuma West areas are leading individuals who are reportedly spearheading the illegal acquisition of land within the protected Ramsar site. The Greater Accra Regional Coordinating Council is now intensifying this effort to combat the encroachment on Ramsar site in order to prevent a potential flooding disaster and to save the unique ecosystem. My colleague Michael Ashley has more in this report.
The regional minister designate in the company of other members of the Regional Coordinating Council visited the Tema Sakumono Ramsar site. It emerged that some individuals were behind the sale of these lands.
The man said he will get back to you. Has he come back to you?
He hasn't met us.
Trouble. Names have been mentioned, right, throughout the conversation. You've heard names.
Like who?
He mentioned politically exposed people. There was one gentleman, the first gentleman, who categorically said all the houses in the area were sold by a gentleman called Lukman. Who is Lukman?
Do I know Lukman? Asking me, it is a very difficult question. How will I know who Lukman is? How will I know Mr. A or Mr. B?
Titus Glover says they are beginning to unmask the individuals behind the sale of these lands.
And let me send a warning to those in Tema. I'm told one Gideon, one or two, and Lukman are behind the sale of the Ramsar. Nobody has title to the land there. If I hear or see any of them entering the Ramsar, they will have a problem with me.
The Coordinating Council is broadening its efforts to protect other Ramsar sites. At Makati Hill, the devastation was staggering. It was revealed that a group of foreign-owned companies were actively filling the Ramsar with laterite.
We're here to witness for myself how they are pushing. I'm told he's a Chinese. He's pushing this thing. He must stop now. Now!
And that's the Greater Accra Regional Minister designate in that report by Michael Ashale. Let's some other stories now. And beneficiaries of the Apiate Reconstructed Housing Scheme have taken custody of their new homes. An explosion 2 years ago destroyed their homes, killed 13 people, and left 100 people injured. But there is joy as keys to their new homes were handed over to them. The Vice President of Mamadou Bahoumia adored the new Apiate town yesterday. Lands and Natural Resources Minister Samuel Wujinabo tells joining the new homes offers the inhabitants a lot of amenities to make their lives better.
And here we are. We've built 124 housing units, ranging from one bedroom to seven bedrooms. Sanitary facilities, first class. The water harvesting system is one that has been done in a manner that is sustainable. So, because the place is a heavy rain enclave, and therefore we are restoring them as much as possible to their original state or even better.
How much did we spend on phase one? Do we have enough money to carry out the other phases?
Well, I anticipated this question. Well, first of all, I'm not a spending officer. First of all, I didn't raise the money. I'm not a spending officer. I think in due course, Auntie Joyce and Co. will come out and publish their accounts and inform the country how much was raised. But I think an amount, I don't want to speculate, but considerable amount of money in terms of the contribution, almost about 100 million cedis, I think.
And the explosion left 13 people dead and more than 100 injured. But despite the glaring case of negligence and wrongdoing on the part of the mining company, government says it will not prosecute. Here's Lands and Natural Resources Minister Samuel Abujinapo.
But are we prosecuting anybody?
Well, we didn't have that advice, no. That particular chapter is closed. And that's why I say it's an administrative fine. And the second question, which is that, do we have sufficient money? Do we need more money? Yes, we do need more money. I think the fund still needs more money. And so,
now, before we go, the Ghana Health Service has intensified efforts to tackle maternal health issues affecting the well-being of women during pregnancy delivery in a period of up to 1 year after delivery. Statistics over 10 years between 2023 and 20 revealed a high prevalence of prenatal depression of up to 50% in Ghana. 15% of the number is said to have presented with suicidal ideas recorded over the same period. Ohebin Teria has more in this report.
Research shows reported absent routine antenatal and postnatal screening for maternal mental health disorders in Ghana, coupled with a lack of awareness and stigma due to low formal healthcare seeking behavior among affected women, inadequate access to maternal mental health services, among others, Ghana's cases are above the globally reported 10% of suicidal ideation figures. To change this narrative, Ghana Health Service has been training nurse managers, public health nurses, and midwives to adequately position them to tackle the menace. A psychiatrist with the Ghana Health Service, Dr. Francis Opong, tells Joy News, some women who present with maternal mental health conditions end up at prayer camps as society lives in a state of denial.
We only get severe cases where mothers are throwing their children away, not breastfeeding and taking proper care of them. Even that, it's about 1 to 2 out of 10 that will find their way to a healthcare facility for attention. On the basis of that, most people will believe that it is spiritual, and so they should end up in some spiritual health centers, which eventually worsens the situation.
Ashanti Regional Director of Health Services, Dr. Emmanuel Kojo Tinkran, underscores the importance of the policy.
Pregnancy itself is a very stressful condition because it's associated with a number of risks. So every pregnant woman is under stress. And sometimes it can become protracted, and if you are not careful, you may lose the woman, or the woman may progress into what we call full-blown psychiatry condition. So under the policy, we are to create awareness for people to know that during pregnancy, you may have some of this condition, and then prepare people's mind.
Well, that's it for the news at 12 here on Joy News. For more stories, log on to our website, myjoyonline.com. Well, up next is the Joy Sports link, with, of course, with Nathaniel Ato.